좀 관나디가 오르고 나한테 관심 나 공부를 했잖아 잡잡한 공부고 이제 공부하고 그 다음에 이제 저기 내 것도 좀 관나 관놈 누나 때문에 이뉴 그게 자고 나가서 마음 나 공부를 했잖아 눈 뭐가 그렇게 되고 다음에 좀 상나 뭔가 누군이 얼마 올라가서 살려나 Chennai, Amber, Cobra, Notak, Kibalina, Selwick, Buckland, Derry, Wood Fragment, the Father Navy, the Hemma, Akatoli, Sabar Nasal, Hamak the Hemma, Wuwane, Blatton, Hamak the Hemma, and the Wedding Yugo, Nutabu, Nasa, Ubogu, I'm going to go to the house. Adulana, Ublatum, Kanaya, Hanok, Alasoko, Nikana, Tokana, in the Lagoon, never came, in the Lakitino, Tisanaman, Nuzan Neva, Hanok, Patekanma, Kayane, Wednesday morning, the Kamane, Katimani, in the Kabu, the Kamana, Rachel, Daniel, one of the women in Africa. Roland Loop, Bird Loop, Diane Loop, the Kamani, Yosibaratu, Yopata, Wane, Hanoksibun Nepan, Tatna, the Sakunuma, Kaisa Sakuni, Hanok, the Kamani Yahi, the Poti Lu, Yunita, Tatna Simu Sabaha, Nandu, Ipotao, Tanyuan, the finance.
Okay, I'm not, usually when I make this report, we do it a little bit later in the year, and but I didn't want to have to make extra trips, because we thought we'd better do this other work early before Christmas and get it finished. So I'm trying to make the reports, and last week we finally finished our audit for last year, so I didn't have a chance to really put together any good slides or anything. Maybe some of the other villages will get a little bit better report. But it doesn't make any difference how it looks when the auditors get done with it. We can give you the figures. So what we, well, basically use the same report I've done in the past, and I'll go through it a little bit faster, because what we found out in the last year is that we've really been working on the things that are not so important, like these kind of things, like our businesses. They're not as important as the other work that we're just starting here tonight, and that's working on what makes our people tick, what makes them happy, what makes them do things. This stuff here is nothing. This is white man's work. That's why you've got a half white man running it. And I hire white people to do the job. But still it's part of Nana's business, and we've got to do it. But it's not as important as the other things. So we're going to go through it fast. And I'm not going to spend a lot of your time trying to go into details. Each year we have to get an audit according to law. Get one, independent auditors come in, they look at all our books, and they report to you. And they report to you and we put it into our annual report, which you'll get maybe in January, like you do every year. It'll have all these figures in more detail. In fact, so much detail that unless you're an accountant, you can't even understand it. So I'll try to explain some of the important parts of it to you now, and you can ask me any questions you have. Okay, we have two main reports that we look at in the audit. The first one is called a balance sheet, and that's like taking a picture of the company on that day, the day at the end of the report, this June 30th of each year. And we report showing you 2 years, a year before, and these are fiscal years now I'm talking about, not from January to December, but from July 1st to June 30th of each year, because that's our business year. So when I say 1980, that means that's July 1979 to June 1980. And this one is July 1980 to June 1981. Okay, the balance sheet, we take everything we own, which are called the assets, and then we balance them against everything we owe or liabilities and the stockholders' equity, or what the stockholders put in. In our case, this is the money we received from the federal government for us to give up our claims to a lot of land. Okay, so that's what that's made of. The assets are broken down in, well, three major groups. The first is the current assets. These are things that are either cash or can be turned into cash within the year, or we're planning on turning them into cash within a year. So this is really our cash. And in 1980, we had $34 million worth of cash. In 1981, we have $25 million, or things that look like cash, current assets. Now, the big difference is last year when we had our audit, we had just received a bunch of money from the federal government, and some of that money belonged to Kotzebue Village Corporation, and we didn't get a chance to turn it over, so a bunch of it was in here, and so that's the big difference in why it came down so far. The other difference is that some of the cash we still had it in cash up here, and we moved some of it down into this other assets here, which includes the stocks and bonds that we have. So some of it went into that. And about $1 million of it went into property and equipment down here. So basically, the difference between the total on all of this, $66 million here and $64 million here, is what we paid out to Kotzebue Village Corporation. That's the only difference. We had their money up here last year, and we paid it out after the year was over, and it's shown in here. That's the only real difference. Okay, the other half of the balance sheet is the liabilities, or what we owe, the debt, and the stockholders' equity. Our current liabilities, or those bills we have to pay within the year, are $17 million, just about $1 million less than, $1.5 million less than the year before, where it was $18,400,000. Our long-term debt is down too. These are, this is money we owe banks on a long-term basis over 1 year. And it was $4,400,000 in 1980, and it's $3,200,000 in 1981. Our stockholders' equity is the money that the stockholders have in the company. And it's made up of two things, the money we got from the government, and one small part of it is what we called our retained earnings, and I'll talk about those later. That's the money we make, the profits in the corporation. So it was $43 million, just under $44 million in 1980, and it's $44,750,000 in 1981. And the difference there is the retained earnings. The profits that we made in that year make it a little bit more. And then they add up to the same as these figures up here. So this is why they call it a balance sheet. Any questions on this one? Okay. All that does is the whatever money that we put in here and whatever we borrowed, which is these lines here, they want to make sure that we can prove that we've got it somewhere. So they add up all the things that we own here, and they're supposed to add up to here. If they're not, then it's disappeared or been stolen or something's happened to it. And they're supposed to report that to you if that happens. So that's why they use this sheet. Well, maybe I can just leave it up here for a minute. Okay, the other report that we have is the statement of earnings, and this is a report on how we did in business for the year. And in the annual report, we list all the different companies that how they did making money and everything. This shows how we did in business the whole year. And I've got it down to just a few things, again, to try to make this report easier. Because, like I say, it's not that important. And some of the things that, if we have one company that's doing bad, that's our business and the board's business to turn it around. And that's part of our job. And it's not, we can tell you about it, but last year some of our shareholders said we wasted too much time on the money. Let's work on the things that are important, the land, our culture, and this kind of thing, and that's what we're trying to get to. Okay, the statement of earnings. The money that we took in, all of our income, all of our businesses, our revenues for 1981, this last year, was $39 million. The year before it was only $18 million. If you remember, we had a bad year the year before. For instance, the year before, our construction company only had about $5 million in income. And this year, they got about $19 million. So business was bad in that year for most of our businesses. But this last year, it was pretty good. We got up to $39 million in sales. Now, it cost our companies. Their costs and expenses, it cost them last year $35 million to do that business. So this is a subtracting here. And in 1980, it cost $16 million to make $18 million. That's just the company before we even get to overhead and taxes. And that's a cost, direct cost to those revenues. We have other income last year of $641,000 as opposed to $37,000 the year before. I can't tell you exactly what that income is. Some of it is like some money we get from Chevron to lease some lands for oil exploration, even though they're not exploring. Our administrative expenses. These are all of our expenses, like my office, the office in Cottsview, the office in Anchorage, our attorney fees, all those kinds of things. In 1980, it was just under $2,901,000. And this is an expense. And in 1981, it was $3,200,000. I haven't quite gotten a report from my auditors on exactly why we had a 50% jump here. But the main reason, of course, is that we had a jump here of more than 100% in sales. And the more business you do, the more overhead you have. It just takes that much more. More bookkeeping, more all kinds of administrative stuff, more travel, more everything. So the biggest jump in our administrative costs were because of our increase in sales. Now our net earnings, in 1980 we only made $307,000 profit. This last year in 1981 we made almost $1,600,000. So it was a pretty good year. Even though one of our companies lost $700,000 that year, we still made this much. Okay, that's earnings per share of $2.18 a share as opposed to 28 cents the year before. That's about an 800% increase in earnings. Wasn't too bad. Any questions on these? Yes.
What about land and federal value?
Not on these reports. The only place is right in here under property here. But that's only land that we bought. The land that we've gotten from the Settlement Act isn't on here. Isn't on these books. It's just money.
But
yeah, just some. The only land we've got is land that we bought, like the land that the Nulavik's sitting on, for instance. We bought that from somebody else, so it's part of the property here. But the land that we got titled to, you know, around Norvik, that's not on here. We haven't valued it. If we value it, we might have to pay taxes on it. We don't include it here as an asset. Now, if we take some of that land and we develop it, like we're planning to try and develop a mine, then we have to value that land. But not until we develop it. Any other questions? Yeah, we'll do.
Before you return the money to KIC,
the way the village corporations get their money from the federal government is the government gives it all to the regional corporations, and the regional corporation in turn passes what's supposed to go to the village corporations through to them. And it just happened that it happened right before end of the year, and we never got a chance to give it to them. That's the only reason it was there. But usually it's just a straight pass-through. It takes us, you know, it's usually a lot of money, so we have to put it in the bank first, and then we have to issue a check. And it just didn't work out that one year. It wasn't there, we weren't keeping it or anything. It just worked out where it looked like.
KIC is a completely separate corporation. They have their own business.
And no other questions? Okay, one more part of this that I'll go over. Mentioned it, the retained earnings, that one section is part of your stockholders' equity section. And I'll go over it for the 2 years. This, the retained earnings is all the profits from the day this company started till now, or every time we report it. In 1980, at the beginning of 1980, we had $1,155,000 in leftover profits in Mana. And we earned that year, 1980, $207,000. And we paid dividends, actually paid them the year before, but in the same year, this is the December dividend of 1979, and that came to $555,000. That was our 75 cents a share dividend. So we started off 1981 with a beginning balance of $808,000. And then we had earnings in that year of $1,600,000 that I just reported to you this last year. But we paid a dividend in 1980, same thing as this one, 75 cents a share. That came to 550,000. So we had a balance at the end of July, or the 1st of July, this reporting period, of 1,855,000 in our retained earnings. The board, at this last board meeting last week, issued a dividend for this year of $1.25 a share, and that's to be paid next month. And it'll come to about $1 million, I think. I'm just guessing. It'll be close, though. So the balance after we pay that dividend to carry forward to next year will be $855,000. I put these in red because they haven't happened yet. And they're guesses, these two figures here. Any questions on that? If you own 200 shares of Nana stock, you're going to get a dividend of, or a check for $250. Right? Yeah. No questions on this report? Okay, just very quickly, while I'm taking this stuff down, we've got most of our business is doing pretty good. This has been a good year last year. This year we're in now should be even better for one of our companies, and that's Nana Oilfield Services on the Slope, which didn't do too good last year. The year before, lost money. This year they should make probably close to $1 million, just that one company. We're not looking for a good year in construction. Our construction company had a bad year last year. It looks like it's going to have a bad year this year. We're doing what we can now to cut the losses in that company. Our drilling operations should do okay. Our joint ventures are doing good. That's about it. As far as new things we're working on, the most important thing we're working on this year is this program right here. Our working with our people to try to help our people turn things around, because as they'll tell you later, that's where we think the most effort should go. The only other thing that's big that's coming up is we're starting negotiations shortly with a mining company to see if we can develop a mine at Red Dog north of NOTAC. If that happens, it'll be a long time before there are very many jobs from that, but that's what you asked us to do, so we're going to be looking at that. Sometime the beginning of next year, January, February, somewhere in there, we'll be coming around with mining people to each village and telling you about mining, because that's going to be a big decision for the board to make, and the board is not going to make all the decisions on mining by itself. It's just too big a change for us. So what we'll do is, like we did before, we'll let you help make the decision. We'll bring the experts in here on mining, and we'll teach you about that kind of mining, so you'll know about it just as much as we do. And then we'll ask you the question: do you want us to do this? Do you want us to do that? Do you want us to do something else? How you want us to work this mine? And you'll help us make the decision. So we'll be doing that too, because we don't want to make too many big mistakes, only little ones. If we make any big mistakes, we want you to help us. So we'll be coming back to you with that. It looks pretty good so far with the information we've got, as far as it's coming along. We're getting a mine going sometime within the next 10 years. That's how long it's going to take to build it. So we'll have a little time to work on it. Most of the questions on how if it's going to go, how it's going to be built, and how it's going to be run, we have to answer within the next year. So we'll be talking about it in another meeting here in January or February with all of you. What did I miss? Oh, one more thing. If you didn't hear it on the radio, last year I decided I was going to leave, and I told the board I was leaving at the end of this year, and since then I've changed my mind. As soon as I started to say I was leaving and act like I was leaving, all of my enemies started playing around. And I didn't work 10 years to try to put this thing together to let somebody goof it up that quick. So I'm going to stick around until we get this program done right. And the other thing was that, like I said earlier, we've been working on money and developing business for 10 years now. And that's really the wrong thing we've been working on. And we'll talk about the right thing, the important things here shortly, as soon as I shut up, I guess. Any questions on my report or Nana's businesses? Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and put some of this paper up, huh, in case somebody wants to do some writing or something. In fact, why don't we move some of this, huh?
You
move it? Yeah.
This was really interesting. I didn't go to that meeting. It was really interesting. I sure wanted to go to that meeting, all right, but I had to get an excuse.
Thank you. 1966, you know, when we started trying to get the land, we worked real hard on it. You remember some of the meetings we had here when we were trying to get started. And we formed NANA back then. We needed a group, you know, to represent the village. And so we kept NANA going from 1956 to 1971, the old association, and then we turned it into Manila after the last thing got passed. And we formed a NANA Regional Corporation, the business, you know, part. Anyway, we did the best we could. We tried to get as much land as we could. And we don't have it all yet. You know, we don't have the title yet, but we should have over 2 million, about 2.3 million acres or so that NANA will own. That you people, all of the people in this area will own through the corporation. And once we got the land, that was just the beginning. It took us about 5 years of just plain politics, nothing but politics, to get it out of Washington. And then we spent 10 years trying to make it work. Trying to make the business part of it work. And we haven't done so bad on the business part. Some of the regions, some of the 12 regions are not doing as well. Some have lost all of their money already, at least one of them, Barron Strait. And others are, you know, not doing too good. Half of them are doing okay, the other half aren't doing so good. And we pretty much done it ourselves. I mean, we've had lots of help, but really the board of directors for NANA and our management, we've made the decisions about what to do with the money, you know, what to try to invest in. We tried to invest in businesses that would not only make some profits, but would employ our people. And we've gone all over the state trying to do that. A lot of it up at Pluto Bay. We built things all over the state. It's not been easy. It's taken a lot of time and lots of energy. Johnny and I and others are growing great, trying to keep, you know, the business part going. And we weren't really trained for that. You know, we had to learn as we went along. And when Johnny says that the business is not important, he's only partly right. I mean, it's very important, because if we don't make the profits, not only to pay dividends, but to pay all of the people we owe money, you know, if we don't make profits, we'll lose our land, you know, in the future. Because we'll have to pay our creditors somehow if we don't make the profits. So it's all tied together. We got the land, but if we're going to keep it, we got to stay in the black. We got to run our businesses right. And, well, after 15 years of trying to do the right thing, we thought anyway, we look back and, well, we're doing what we had to do, but what we came to see was that our people maybe were not surviving very well. And we decided that we put a lot of time into politics and a lot of time in business because we had to do. But yet nobody was taking care of our people. We knew that. Our language was going down the drain. You know, it wasn't being passed on to the